الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، تسجيلات دار السنة السلفية في لندن يسرها أن تقدم لكم هذه المادة. نسأل الله عز وجل أن ينفع بها الإسلام والمسلمين.
الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين، وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ومن اتبع سنته إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقال الإمام ابن ماجه رحمه الله تعالى عن جابر بن عبد الله رضي الله عنهما قال: كنا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فخط خطا وخط خطين عن يمينه وخط خطين عن يساره، ثم وضع يده في الخط الأوسط فقال: هذا سبيل الله. ثم تلا هذه الآية: وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيله ذلكم وصاكم به لعلكم تتقون. قال الشيخ الألباني رحمه الله تعالى: حديث صحيح وحديث صحيح. In this continuation from and completion of last week's lesson, in which we discussed the hadith and narrations pertaining to the Ta'ifatul Mansura, the victorious group, Sheikh al-Imam Ibn Majah al-Muhaddith, he then mentioned the narration of Jabir Ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu, who said that we were with the messenger, and we were sitting with the messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he drew a line, and then he drew a line, and then he drew two lines at the right side of that line, and then he drew two lines at the other side, the left side of that line. Then he placed his hand in the middle line. He placed his hand in the middle line, and he said sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is the path of Allah, this is Allah's way, singular. Thumma tala, and then he recited this verse from the Surah Al-An'am, verse number 153, wa anna hadha sirati mustaqima, and this is my straight path, follow it and do not follow other paths, for it diverts you from his path. This, and the completion of the verse is this, I advise you with, in order for you to attain taqwa. And we mentioned the completion of this verse, even though it's not mentioned in the narration. And this we advise you, in order for you to attain taqwa, because of the extra benefit that we can take from this, the completed verse. Regarding this hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu, we're going to mention a few benefits that pertains or relates to this hadith. Benefits that is taken from the works of Shaykh al-Alama Ubaid al-Jabri, and also some benefits from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimullah ta'ala, and also Shaykh al-Islam ibn Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi. The first benefit or issue we're going to deal with as relates to this hadith is that there are many narrations. And if you riwayat in mukhtalifa regarding this hadith. And this hadith is that Ibn Majah Asnadahuna is an Jabir. But there is another narration, and Abdullah ibn Mas'udin رضي الله تعالى عنه قال خط لنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطا ثم قال هذا سبيل الله ثم خط خطوط عن يمينه وعن شماله وقال هذه سبل على كل سبيل منها شيطان يدعو إليه ثم قرأ إن هذا صراط مستقيمة فاتبعوا الآية. And that is that the messenger Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, this is a narration for Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew a line and then drew many lines at the right side of the line, that line, and drew many lines at the left side of that line. And then he said that this is the path of Allah, yani the middle line. And he said these are paths, yani these are deviant paths. And at every path, head of each path, is a shaitan calling to that path. And then he read the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is my straight path, follow it and do not follow other paths, al-ayah. And this narration is in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed. It's in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed, and also the Sunan of Nasa'i, and also Ad-Darimi. It's in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed, Wal-Nasa'i, Wal-Darimi. And this hadith, Shaykh Al-Bani, Rahmatullahi alayhi, in Mishkat al-Masabih, he declared this hadith as Hassan. Yani the narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he considered it as Hassan. Yani sound, meaning that in it is our discrepancies which bring it down from the sahih level to that which is below, which is Hassan. But the narration in Ibn Majah is authentic, is stronger. And this is a virtue of Ibn Majah, which is why some of the ulama have placed Ibn Majah in salamukumullah amongst the Kutubu Sitta, because of certain extra fawaid that can be taken from the narrations that Ibn Majah placed. And this is one of them in this hadith. In this hadith and Jabir, it's authentic, and there's a bit of tafsir as it relates to this hadith. And that is that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hand on the middle path. He placed his hand on the middle path, and this is extra benefit in this chain. And also it's authentic. It's sahih. It's a high level of authenticity, as is declared, sahahahu Shaykh al-Albani al-Muhaddith al-Asr, Shaykh al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi. Benefit number two, and that is the Shaykh al-Alama Ubaidah Jabiri, hafidhu Allah ta'ala wa shafa'a, he said, وَهِيَ مَحَلَّ الشَّاهِدِ الْحَضُّ عَلَى اتِّبَاعِ السُنَّةِ. He said that the benefit that we can take from this hadith is the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraging us to follow the sunnah. وَهَذَا يَظْهَرْ أَوَلًا مِنَ الْآيَةِ. And this is apparent from the verse. Yani the verse in the Quran, in Surah Al-An'am, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited, وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا. And this is my straight path. Yani the path of the sunnah. The Quran and the sunnah. The path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said in the hadith of Abi Huraira, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, لَقَدْ تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِن تَمَسَّكْتُمْ بِهِ لَن تَضِلُّ بَعْدِي أَبَدًا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. I've left two things for you. If you stick to it, you will never be astray. I've left two things for you behind, that if you stick to it, you'll never be astray, i.e. the Book of Allah and His Sunnah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the Sirat al-Mustaqim that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Al-An'am. This is encouraging the Abd to be firm upon the Sunnah, and encouraging him to follow ittiba' sunnati Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And also, that which encourages us to stick to the sunnah in this hadith is a statement of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, هذا سبيل الله. هذا من صنع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. وضع يده في الخط قال هذا سبيل الله. And that is the action of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, where he placed his hand in the part, the line in the middle, as is understood from all of the narrations. He placed his hand in the line of the middle line, and he said, هذا سبيل الله. This is the path of Allah. Yani this is the sunnah. Stick to the sunnah. Stick to this path that he has highlighted, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And the third benefit that we can take from this hadith is that the sirat al-mustaqim is al-wasat, has wasatiyya. And that is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the correct path, the straight path. Sabilullah, sirat al-mustaqim, is the balanced path. And that's from the statement of the Messenger of Jabir ibn Abdullah. He said that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam wada'a yadahu fil khat al-awsat. And that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he put his hand in the middle one, al-awsat. And this is from the husna ta'lim of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in that he made he placed that the straight path in the middle, not in any extreme. Not in the lines of negligence, and not in the lines of extremity. خَيْرُ الْأُمُورِ أَوْسَطُهَا. As the Arabs say, the best of affairs is that which is in the middle. And that which is more important in using as proof is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كَذَلَكْ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا لِتَكُونُوا عَلَى النَّاسِ سلامكم الله وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون رسول عليكم شهيدا. نعم. He mentions سبحانه وتعالى, and likewise we have made you a أمة that is وسط لتكونوا شهداء على الناس, that you be a witness of the people, ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا, and the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم will be a witness on you. So therefore the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is al-wasat. That has wasatiyya. It's the balanced ummah. They're balanced in the aqidah. They're balanced in the iman of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They're balanced as it relates to iman in the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're balanced as it relates to the iman in the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the way they treat the companions of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They're balanced in the affairs of aqidah, in the affairs of asma wa sifat. They're balanced in the affair of the sunnah. They're balanced in the affair of ibadah. They're balanced in the affair of fasting. They're balanced in the affair of zakat. They're balanced in all affairs. Ummatun wasata. Na'am. The balanced nation. And that is the Muslims, as it is amongst the kuffar. And that is Ahl Sunnah. As it is amongst the firaq, as Abu Bakr ibn Iyash رضي رحمه تعالى, he mentioned. So in this hadith, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he put his hand on that which is al-awsat, that which is the balanced, and that is the balanced way, and that is the way, and the lutfa and the benefit of this is clear, and that is that from this hadith, when we are asked what is the balanced way is ittiba sunnah. The balanced way is following the sunnah. The awsat, the balanced way is following the revelation. Qala Allah, qala Rasul. This is the balanced way. Not the uqul al-nas. Not the intellect or the kalam of the people, but rather that which is in accordance to the sunnah of Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The fourth benefit that we can take from this hadith is that in this hadith, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam is encouraging us to follow the sunnah, in this hadith he is warning us from bid'ah. In this hadith, yuhadhir an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam min al-bid'ah wa muhdathat al-umur. And that is in the narration of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, where he said, عَلَى كُلِّ سَبِيلٍ مِنْهَا شَيْطَانٍ عَلَى كُلِّ سَبِيلٍ مِنْهَا شَيْطَانٌ يَدْعُوهِ إِلَيْهِ At the end of each of the other paths is a shaitan. And that signifies it's evil and signifies it's the way of shaitan and not the path of Allah, and that is bid'ah. And that is bid'ah. As the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned in a hadith that is mashhur. He said, كُلُّ مُحْدَثَةٍ بِدْعَةٍ وَكُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ That all of innovation or newly invented matters is innovation, and all innovation, bid'ah, is astray. And as Abdullah ibn Umar, radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma, he said, كُلُّ بِدْعَةٍ ضَلَالَةٍ وَإِنْ رَأُوا النَّاسَ حَسَنَةً That all of innovation, every single type of innovation is astray without any exception, even if the people see it as good. Because it's not on the khat al-awsaq, it's not on that balanced khat that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, that balanced line, and that is the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Benefit number 5. And that is fi hadha al-hadith. Raddun ala jami' al-firaq ad-dalla wal ahzab. Is that in this narration is a refutation against all of the firaq ad-dalla. Every single group that is in opposition to the khat al-awsat. Every single group that is astray in this hadith is a refutation against them. And that is again connected, linked to the hadith that is Hassan from Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, which is lafdan akhar, again, where the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, هَذِهِ السُّبَلْ عَلَى كُلِّ سَبِيلٍ مِنْهَا شَيْطَانٌ يَدْعُوا إِلَيْهِ هَذِهِ السُّبَلْ These are the plenty paths, or a lot of paths, many paths. These are the many paths. And upon every path, from these many paths, is a shaitan. And this is a refute, calling to that path. Kullu hizbin bima ladayhim farihun. Kullu hizbin bima ladayhim farihun. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that every hizb is haughty and boastful about that which they are upon. And that's similar to here. Ala kulli. سَبِيلٍ مِنْهَا شَيْطَانِ يَدُوا إِلَيْهِ Every of these, one of these lines, these many lines that are away from the straight path, they have someone calling to it. And this is a refutation against تَفَرُّق, and refutation against division, and refutation against those groups, and أَحْزَاب. And that is, يَا بَارَكَ اللَّهُ فِيكُمْ that at every group from these groups, there is a shaitan that is calling to that group. And that shaitan could be shaitan al-ins, or shaitan al-jinn. And from those shayateen are the ulama al-dalla. From the devils are those scholars that are astray, that are calling to their hizb, that are calling to their deviant sect and deviant groups. Whether it be Diobandiya, or it will be Breluwiya, or it will be Ikhwan al-Muslimin, or it will be Hizb al-Tahrir, or it will be Jamaat al-Takfir umuman, or it will be a Sufiya, or it would be, wahum kuthur, and they are many, as the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned. So this is a refutation against these groups, which is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse, he said, that the verse which the Messenger recited, he said, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُ السُّبَلْ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ And do not follow the paths, yani these groups, and these parties, these hizbis, these people of innovation, do not follow them because it will divert you and divide you from his path. Which brings us to benefit number 6 that we can take from this hadith. أَنَّ سَبَبَ أَتَفَرَّقْ مِنْ أَهْلُ التَّفَرُّقْ That the reason of division are from the groups. Ahlul Sunnah called to sticking together upon the Book of Allah and the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَاعْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. This is the manhaj of the people of the Sunnah. Hold firm to the rope of Allah, all of you, and do not divide. And do not divide. So this verse shows that the people of the Sunnah are the people who do not divide. And those ahzab, subal, that are from the khutut, that is on the left, and the khutut that is on the right, the lines are on the right, these groups, these parties, they are the reasons where there is division, because they moved away from the khat al-awsat. They moved away from that straight line that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, taraktukum ala mithl bayda. I've left you something clear. Layluha kannahariha. La yazighu anha ila halik. He's left us sallallahu alaihi wasallam with something clear. Rasulullah Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has left us with something clear. Its night is like its day in its clarity. None deviates from it except that they are destroyed. And these are the subal. And these are the firak. Which is why the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed us in a hadith regarding this firak. The hadith of Muawiyah radiyallahu anhu wa ghayrah. He said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, if satiftarak adil umma, ila thalathin wa sabi'in firqa, kullaha fin nari ila wahida. That this ummah was split into 73 sects. Yani subal. This is mentioned in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud. All of them in the hellfire except one. Man hum ya Rasulullah, man kana ala mithma ana alayhi al-yawm, wa ashabi. Who are the saved ones? Who are from the khat al-awsat? Who are from that khat al-awsat, that still saved group, that follow that khat al-awsat, that balance, that straight line, that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam drew. Who are they? Ya Rasulullah. And he said, whoever is upon what I'm upon today and my companions. Whoever is upon when he is upon sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that day and his companions. So in this hadith, ya barakallahu fiqh, it shows us clearly a refutation against the people who deviate from this path and follow other than the khat al-awsat that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam has clearly, categorically laid out. Benefit number 7, I believe. Benefit number 7 is a statement from Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullahu ta'ala. And Shaykh al-Islam, he mentioned this in Jawab al-Sahih. He said, فَسَمَّ سُبْحَانَهُ طَرِيقَهُ صِرَاطًا وَسَمَّ تِلْكَ السُّبَلِ وَسَمَّ تِلْكَ السُّبَلِ وَلَمْ يُسَمِّهَا صِرَاطًا كَمَا سَمَّاهَا سَبِيلًا. He said, رحمه الله تعالى, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, رحمه الله تعالى, he said, Allah subhanahu ta'ala, in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his verse, he's called his path, the path. Yani the single path. The single path. Yani the path that is the haqq. There's the single path. And he didn't call it paths and ways. Just like he didn't call the deviant ways one path. Like he called it different paths. Why? From this it shows us, ya ikhwati al-kiram, Al-ibra laysat bil-kathra. Al-ibra laysat bil-kathra. And that is that which is important, and that which should be considered is not the number. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned his path as one, but he mentioned the deviant paths as many. And this is found in many places in the Quran and the Sunnah. And from that is a statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشُّكُورِ وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشُّكُورِ. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, and very few of my servants will be grateful. Very few. Meaning that the majority of the ibad, the majority, may Allah protect us, the majority of the slaves and servants will not be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِ يَسْشُكُورِ. That very few from my servants will be grateful. Shukur. Na'am. So that ibra laysat bikathra. So it's not about the numbers. The haqq is clear. As Abdullah ibn Mas'ud in radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, الحق ما و... الجماعة ما وافق الحق الجماعة ما وافق الحق ولو كنت وحدك فإنك حينئذ الجماعة. He said رضي الله تعالى عنه that the group, يعني the saved group, the جماعة upon the sunnah is that which is in agreeance to the truth. This is the measuring stick. Is that which is in agreeance to the truth. And if you are upon the truth, then you are the jama'ah. You are at that point, the jama'ah. وَلَوْ كُنْتَ وَحْدَكَ Even if you're on your own. Even if you're on your own. And we have many narrations as well. In the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, further clarifying this point. And that is, from them is the statement sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَالنَّبِيِّ لَيْسَ مَعَهُ أَحَدٌ وَالنَّبِيِّ وَمَعَهُ رَجُلٌ وَاحِدٌ وَالنَّبِيُّ وَلَيْسَ مَعَهُ أَحَدٌ In the hadith which is well known, with the messenger, authentic hadith, sahih, where he said that there will be a messenger, a prophet rather, that he will have one man, there will be a prophet who will have two with him, and there will be a prophet who have one follower, and there will be a prophet who has no followers. Because the ibrah is not about the numbers that you collect. Not like the Ahzab and the groups and the Firaq. We have the Muntada al-Islamiyah over there. Their issue is about gathering numbers and gathering people. When your da'wah is built upon gathering people, you are not upon the correct path. Your da'wah is calling to the haqq. Because the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, كان ليس معه أحد. There was no one with him in his call. But he called to the truth. And he is the Nabi, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من أعلى المنازل. نعم. العبرة ليست بكثرة. And this is explained in this hadith. In this hadith on Jabir, which is in Ibn Majah. And also the hadith of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, which is a different wording in the Musnad of Imam Ahmed, Nasa'i, and Darimi. Where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, where Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, radiyallahu ta'anhu, he said, ثُمَّ خَطَّ خُطُوطَ So he first of all drew one line, and then he drew خُطُوطَ Then he drew many lines, and those many lines are the deviant. And he didn't mention how many numbers, subhanallah, in this other narration. He didn't mention how many numbers, خُطُوطًا many lines, because the deviance is many. والحق واحد. The deviance is many. والحق واحد. Now, and from the benefits that we can take from this hadith, may Allah preserve us all upon the sunnah and salafiyah and taqwa. The benefit that we can take from this hadith is the importance of taqwa, is the importance of having taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And having taqwa is following the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Having taqwa is following the sirat al-mustaqim, the straight path. Having taqwa is following the khat al-awsat. Having taqwa is following man kana ala mithl ma'ana alayhi al-yawm wa ashabi, is following that which the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was upon that day and his companions. This is taqwa. At-taqwa is following salafiyyah. The people of taqwa are the salafiyun. So therefore the people who do not follow the way of Allah, the path of Allah, the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are not from the muttaqoon. They have not attained the taqwa. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, that the messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited the statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this hadith. وَأَنَا هَذَا سِرَاطِ مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوا وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبَلِ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ أَنْ سَبِيلِي ذَلِكُمْ وَصَّاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ مَاذَا لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ That which I advise you with, this is my straight path, follow it and do not follow other paths. This I advise you with in order for you to attain taqwa. Because following the way of Allah, the sabil Allah, and not following the subul, following the khat al-awsat is taqwa. Why? Because Allah commanded us to do that. فَاتَّبِعُوا This is fi'l amr. Follow it. And the one that does not follow it has disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the ulama
have defined taqwa as fi'l ma amara Allah bihi. Mukhlisan. Following that and command that Allah has commanded you with is taqwa, as some of the ulama have defined. And ijtinab ma nahahu Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wa ma harramahu Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And staying away, not just not doing, ibti'ad, distancing yourself. Wajtinab, distancing yourself away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah says, fattabi'u, and follow him, follow the path. If you disobey Allah in that, you're not from the people of taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَلَا تَتَّبِي السُّبَلِ. He prohibited. Naha subhanahu wa ta'ala ittiba' as-subal. Allah has prohibited and made it haram to follow the other paths. And if you follow the other paths, you're not from the people of taqwa. Na'am. This is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He's given us this clarification in the Quran and on the tongues and the actions of the sunnah of the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in order to attain taqwa. And that is following the sunnah. So there we conclude this brief explanation of the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, حين قال كنا عند النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فخط خط وخط خطين عن يمينه وخط خطين عن يساره ثم وضع يده في الخط الأوسط فقال هذا سبيل الله ثم تلا هذه الآية وأن هذا صراطي مستقيما فاتبعوه ولا تتبعوا السبل فتفرق بكم عن سبيلي. نعم, follow the straight path. Follow the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not follow other paths, because it will divert you from His path that He advises you with in order for you, or perhaps you may attain taqwa. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barik ala nabiyyina Muhammadin وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله رب العالمين. حياكم الله, جزاكم الله خير. عفوا, أسمعك. نعم, سم.